Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got to ask Rob because he's never been involved in anything like that. What's going on, man?
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
baby.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What's up, Bass?
You feeling good? How you doing?
Yeah, man.
We're just climbing around, we talked about this high school situation.
I apologize. The Gainesville High School kids, they got suspended for the next playoff game. It was a big fight, and the refs basically didn't take charge of the game, so it's become a thing. It got in the courts.
You know, it's tough. We've kind of discussed that a little bit. I think we got to get a grasp on the whole game. You know, we got spitting. We got illegal punches.
We got
things happen after the game, and, like, you know, who's in charge? Who's got to take control of those things? And it's like it's a fine line, right? Because at the high school game, you got to think about it. Like, there's a young referees. There's a young people. Is it their job to step in and break it up? Then is it the coach? And then easily how you can figure out, like, the coaches could escalate that more if a coach grabs the wrong player,
right,
and how that can really go dark. So I think it's just something we got to take a look at. It's happening too much. It's happening too often. And then obviously we need to fix the problem. It's a tough physical game, and, like, little small skirmishes break out at all times. And as you guys know, you've played long enough and watched it long enough. When that official jumps in and you see the stripes, usually – that's the signal for you to grab your teammate and get your teammate out of
right.
there.
That's right.
You know, obviously in the NFL, we took the coaches off the field. You know, we had the big deal a couple years ago when the coach went on the grass.
Did you vote for that, by the way? Did you guys vote for that?
I don't remember. I don't remember either. I just remember it's the player's game, and, like, you don't want the coaches out there. Even when you're out there in a good form or fashion, it's kind of a different deal. It is nice to go out there when you're head coach and you get your injured guys or whoever's on the field, and you can go check on them and things of that nature, because that's always a good thing. And then you get a chance to see some of that, your buddies over there. But it's getting a little
too much,
right?
Scarce because of who's going to break up the fight. You having you talk about that is the weird thing.
Yeah.
And then you even got to think about a couple years ago when the Troopers, one of the college games, broke it up and they end up Mason kids. Like, that's a little too far too, right? It's like,
right,
what's the fine line? Like, you know what I mean?
Totally. I mean,
we saw in the South Carolina Texas A&M game. Remember the trooper that could shove it a kid?
Yeah. I mean,
that was crazy.
It's excessive.
That dude got hit immediately, by the way. The bosses saw that. You're on a little vacation there, Slick.
Yeah, man. Some of this stuff is nuts. Coach Raheem Morse joining us, guys. It's on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We are getting ready for the Jets on Sunday.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Congrats to you guys.
No, man. Coach, we needed it.
You were part of it, too. We all needed it. We needed it from a fan base. Need it from the players. You need it from the coaching standpoint. You need it for peace of mind. You need it for a bunch of things. You need it for, like, everything that you got going on. Because, you know, like, I know people write you off and do all those things, but you never know.
No. And look, as much as we've been frustrated with – I'm talking from a fan's perspective – with the way the season has gone, Mike and I, we had to have a reality check with our listeners, you know, saying, look, we got 7 weeks.
Right.
We don't know what can happen. We saw last year with us and how this thing turned. You don't know. So with that said, let's talk about some of the things that people are interested in. First, an update. I think we heard you say, and there's being reports, no Drake this week. What's the situation with Drake London?
Drake's doubtful. You know, I don't know what the official status is. Bassley puts that out so we don't get in trouble from National Football League.
Doubtful?
You know, but, you know, like, realistically, you know, we knew it was a multi-week injury. When I say week to week, kind of use that for everybody so you guys kind of get a feel for it. Drake looks good. He's moving well. I'm sure he's going to try to talk me onto the ledge as opposed to off. Mm. You know, that's just the mentality of Drake.
But Coach, how does that work, by the way? Does a play just come to you and go like, come on, I want to play?
Well, you know, not always in that fashion. But usually what happens is you go through a certain amount of clearance and then, you know, there's a possibility of it and there's a chance and then there's flat nose and like what it takes and what the estimated time lengths are. And you got a lot of smart people than me and you doing that. So then when a player feels really good, they try to rush themselves back sometimes. And sometimes you got to protect them from themselves.
Well, one of the cool stories from New Orleans was seeing Darnell Mooney getting involved, and we saw play action. Kirk Cousins with an absolute dime, 50 yards in the air. That's as good as it looks. Gets us back to your favorite conversation, play action under center. You talked about Kirk does it better. Was there ever a
not necessarily better. It's just he's done it longer. He's more comfortable doing it.
Okay.
When you know, there was no pistol when we grew up. You know, like when Kirk's not far from us.
Right.
You know, so like he's done that for a long time. And then, you know, really his pistol days kind of began in Washington. Right. When RG3 was the starter and he was the backup and RG3 was a big pistol guy. We were able to implement a lot of things later on the Bears. You remember all the zone read stuff with those guys. And obviously when you become the quarterback, you get good at those things and throwing plaques and off those things. And then it kind of evolved. And then with the Achilles, when he got back and he got really comfortable in a pistol because of some of those things. So like it's just kind of evolved to that world. So like, you know, I never really have a preference to either one, but I do have different reasons why you like each one. I won't tell you guys, so elaborate, because I don't want those guys to know why. But there are different reasons for you to do it. You know, last year, for example, we probably led the league in dropback passes in the pistol last year, you know, at one point. And, you know, big part of the 500-yard day, you know, like is how do you identify it as a defense? You know, do you identify it as up under dot or do you identify it as shotgun? And a lot of those things are based on what you can control and how you manipulate coverage and things of that nature. So, like, there's a bunch of different reasons for it. I know everybody has a simple answer on the radio, but, like, that's right. Just not the easy part.
With Penix Jr., just as a follow-up, was when you got him in, when they drafted, you talked about in the process, guys like Fontenot was very high, Terry was high on Michael Penix Jr. Did you envision him just being a shotgun quarterback? Because the NFL, the feeling is, yes, you can use the pistol, but at some point you got to be under center, and he's going to have to learn to be under center and be more comfortable being under center.
No, Mike can do whatever. You know, he's been in the center this year. We've done a little bit of that as well. So, like, it's just a matter of where you want to be based on game plan, based on preference, based on things of that nature. And there's a couple really good points that we love in the pistol that we don't like to really share. But, like, there's a couple different points about it, like not just with the quarterback, with other people, with timing, with certain things of that nature. So there's a couple different things you love. I might tell you off air.
Okay. I want to hear it. It's Coach Raheem Morris joining us, guys, as we get ready for the Jets. How much input does Kirk have when it comes to the game plan? And how much input did Michael have when it comes to the game plan? I know they're different places, but I think this has been a topic of conversation, Coach, because of Cousins' experience, and maybe that's why this looked a little different, is because he came in and said, hey, these are the things I want to do, versus Michael saying, what should we do?
So I'll start from the beginning. I got to start with Mike first, right? Mike was the first year starter this year, and Mike came in really as his first year going to his full-time starting deal, and you kind of just pick it up and you do what you're told at those moments. But, you know, like the problem was just in a couple weeks before and previous weeks, we talked about, hey, you taking the keys, taking more ownership, being able to talk. And, like, what was really sad about the injury is that he had just started to do that. So you start to feel some rhythm, some routine from him, some certain things that just
– So he was giving
you,
more?
Yeah, help you grow as a quarterback. Okay. Like, then that's like when you – it's like anything else. If you come to 92.9 with a suggestion and they do it, you got to make it work, right?
True.
You take a little bit more ownership. So, like, those are the things you were encouraging from him. Like, that doesn't happen in two games. That doesn't happen in one game. That doesn't happen – overnight. Like, that takes a little bit of time with young quarterbacks, where Kurt has been doing it for a bunch of different years, and he necessarily is not as comfortable coming to you just telling you everything to do, but he's going to be more vocal when you talk about the things that he does like from a practice standpoint and being able to articulate that when he comes off the grass or the next morning, whatever the case may be, or if it's just something that, you know, maybe you don't understand fully or you want to get more clarity to, those conversations are a lot easier had at that moment for him. So I believe he can go out and do some of those things as well. And that's where Michael was heading, and he, you know, got a chance to sit behind Kirk and watch some of those things.
It is head coach Raheem Morris. Guys, live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. How much conversation, how much time was spent with you and Terry and the staff to say we are going to pivot from Kirk Cousins after last season and say, hey, you know, we're moving forward with Michael Penix? And because the initial impression was you paid good money for Cousins. You figured
your
OC's working with him for 3 years, 2 years minimum. And how hard was that to come to that decision?
All those decisions are tough. You know, there's no easy decisions in football. And it's really why I say to you guys a lot, you don't get it, but I don't ride the emotional roller coaster because you got to make the best decision for the Atlanta Falcons at the time. And we weren't playing very well, you know, when we had to make that decision. And it was a couple weeks in a row, and you kept hoping you could turn it around. You kept hoping your thing would just pop. And then eventually we got to that Raider game where we won the game, but it just didn't feel as well as it should and do some of the things you wanted to have. And you got to go take a chance to get that shot, to take that stretch run and go get it, right? And we made the move. We won a giant game, and we're not able to finish that Washington game. And then, obviously, we ended it in a shootout when we lost to Carolina. But I want to give ourselves the best opportunity to go win that thing. And it didn't pan out. But those decisions are always tough. You know, those decisions never get easy. You just got to make the right one for
it. Was there ever a chance that Cousins would be the starter this year, to start the season?
No. There would be no real reasons that you could have made Kurt the starter, you know, based on our offseason, based on our preparation, based on the things that we had done. And Mike had done such a great job. You guys have been able to witness a lot of those practices, and you've been a part of it. Don't try to act like he wasn't here.
We saw him making throws.
We were excited about it.
Yeah, everybody's excited. So, like, we came into the thing, you know, really fired up. And, I'm still fired up about Mike. I mean, I think the world of him, so I can't wait.
So he's had surgery today?
He has surgery what's today?
Wednesday. So he had surgery Tuesday.
He had surgery yesterday.
Okay.
You know, had surgery. It went well. Everything came back great. I don't want to give you any doctor's terms, just know it went well. And then everything is expected to be, you know, on task and on hand for what we all expect from that injury.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. As before we get to the Jets and stuff, I saw this. I think Bass and company maybe posted it. Rookie leaders, sacks, Jalen Walker. Interceptions, Xavier Watts. Pressure rate, James Pierce Jr. All three of these rookies are on our squad. And as I put it out there, the future is bright. What do you see with these individuals and how they've contributed to this football team?
We're missing Billy. Obviously, he got injured twice. But he was a significant contributor for us as well, starting nickel for us, made big-time plays, interceptions, all kinds of stuff. You know, but our rookies that are playing currently and talking about it now and just kind of going over it, Jalen Walker was able to come on the scene and really show right away he was a run-dominant player, using his hand usage, started him out playing primarily on the edge, and then you start to see him slowly creep around to the interior rush, to off the ball, to some of the drops, and then all of a sudden, you know, the rush just got better from a dynamic personality, from bending the corner, coming around the edge, or running games, or being able to manipulate protections with a guy like him and Kaden, being able to work in unison with those two guys. So I think his growth and development has been awesome. Had a little small setback with the groin. You know, obviously we all freaked out, got all nervous about it, but that's a part of our game. And I was really happy to see how he developed, even when he got hurt. And so when he bounced back, it's really been moving in the right direction for him. And then James, we watched him very early on, you know, show right away the pass rush that he was. You know, we all were enamored by the amounts of fights that he had in practice and training camp. But what we've seen from that point on is how he grew from a run defender and how he was able to use his hands in the run game, how he was able to throw hands, the physicality of the game and how his body's changed has really helped him morph into what he's become the last about 4 or 5 weeks, right, where he's almost unblockable at times. Like, he's got such a good pass rush, such a good get-off. You know, he plays with such a good demeanor. He's been playing better and harder. A lot of credit to his coach, Jockey Smith. You know, a lot of credit to all the guys around him. You know, Brick, you got to give credit to just putting these guys with the heart, mind, fist mentality. And then, obviously, X, right from the beginning, you remember the first game of the season. He had two picks that he could have had in the first game that would definitely change the outcome of that game. And he was that close, missed them. And since then, he's been able to grab in a Minnesota game. He's been in last week. And he's always making these timely plays. And one of the most impressive was last week, making the tackle on Kamara on the screen from the middle of the field. I haven't seen him. I mean, Kamara is a special player in a lot of space. So to be able to see him close and make that kind of tackle was special.
We talked a lot the last couple of weeks about special teams. On the positive side, you're able to get the big field goal, the long field goal before the half. And Zane's been doing a good job.
Sure.
But still allowing too many big I guess flipping the field with big kick returns. How do you stop
one,
that?
One last week, and it was a one-man show. That's been corrected, and it that can't happen, right? You can't void a lane and get out and do those things. And
somebody's
and
been benched. Go ahead, coach.
The other positive was that was the return game got going. you know, and it was nullified by one other selfish play on a taunting penalty.
Saw that.
And that can't happen, right? That was the difference in field position.
And like, you addressed that on the field.
Without those two plays, without those two plays, I mean, you're looking at a really good special teams day. Like, that's some really impressive tackles. Mike Ford's been one of the best special team players in the league all year. And then to finally get Agnew going, right? He almost won us a game the week before with a big return, gave us, set us up to score. And then this week came out, popped a really big return, and then had another to really knock that game, put it out of the way, and help us get some, establish some field position, because that was a tough defense. Hard to go all the way down the field, just like we were hard to go down the field on. Those things can't happen. You can help yourself win that way.
Yeah, big penalties. I know it drives us nuts. Coach, before we talk about the Jets, it's Coach Raheem Morris, guys, here on a Wednesday up at Flower Branch. I just want to get clarification because we were just talking about this to our audience. Mike asked the question. You're saying Michael Penix can do all the things, but Kirk is under center. He is more comfortable there. I just want clarification because I think the question for a lot of Falcon fans is, will Michael Penix be able to be under center the way we need him to be when he returns? Because we've seen Cousins do it and have success, but yet we didn't see as much with Michael Penix. Yeah. That's the perception.
Yeah, Mike can go into center at any time. You know, Mike was able to go into center this year. He can go into center at any time. He's actually had a lot of success in the play action pass off the pistol this year, right? Because Mike has such a big arm and providing more space that he's actually had a couple of different stuff on some of the play passes to Drake and things of that nature. You know, like, we didn't get a chance to get the big connection with him and Mooney, like the blazer that we hit the other day, but like, you'd like to get some of those things done as well. But like, Mike can do whatever you ask him to do.
Because this year we saw some good, some bad, some ugly. I think you see that with any rookie quarterback or quarterback going to his first 14 starts. The footwork stuff, is that things, everything you saw was correctable? Or was some of this because the offensive line, there were some breakdowns that struggled in the losing streak specifically, where the third down conversion rate went way down, completion rate went down as well?
Yeah, that was all encompassing. You know, you nailed that, right? That was pretty easy. You know, talking about, like, some of it was breakdown from either a protection standpoint, or some of it was breakdown from either a really good defense. Got to give those guys credit at times. Or some of it was either a missed throw, or some of it was a drop at times, or some of those, they were all encompassing in those moments, especially when you had that stretch of really bad third downs in those moments. But even within that stretch where we had the bad third downs, it was moments there where we didn't have a third down because of the play action passes and the explosive plays that we were able to create with them, or him or Bijan being able to get down the field and be able to eliminate that. You know, I believe the Colt game, I don't know, I think we were 0-4, I don't know, for third downs, but we had like three really big scoring drives there. We didn't touch a third down.
Right.
And that was impressive, too.
We've known Aaron Glenn a long time. He's putting his mark on the Jets. Was happy when he got the job, but it's a tough place. Mm. But they've been competitive, Coach, and they're doing a lot of good things. We were telling our audience, defense is allowing 193 passing yards a game. That's ranked 10th in the NFL. 127 rushing yards per game. There are some things their team is doing well despite the record. What are you seeing with the Jets?
Yeah, it's the same thing you just mentioned. You know, talking about a team that wants to run the football and be able to stop the run. So they want to be able to go out there and do those things, and they're probably establishing a new defense, establishing a new offense, and they're going out there and establishing those things. Those things don't happen overnight. They traded away a bunch of players. They accumulated a bunch of picks. You know, they're in a transition period on what they want to do, and I think they've done a nice job. And, like, you better come ready to play because they've shown they can play with anybody.
Yeah, Brick knows these guys, as you said. They got playmakers on defense. So, more of that two tight end, a lot more tight ends, tight end city on Sunday.
You know, you never give away a game plan. I thought that was pretty unique to come out and do as missed 13s we did last week, and it was, again, specific to who we just played. So, like, yeah, obviously, you never abandon all of everything, and you never go away from completely doing what you did a little bit the week before because you can build on some of those things. But you can expect to see a bunch of different personalities.
Okay. All right, last thing. Got to get sentimental with you. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Bash, you too, in here, behind the scenes. What are you thankful for, man? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I don't have to see Bassidy that long tomorrow.
we are practicing, right? Tomorrow, you guys got practice?
We do have practice. We're coming in a little bit earlier. You guys are probably waking up, you know, getting all breakfast up, or a little bit of breakfast. You know, you have the small breakfast.
Yeah.
I eat a little coffee, and you'll be with your families, and then we'll be together with our family, the football family, and we'll come in, we'll be able to get our meetings in, be able to get our installs in, obviously be able to combine our walkthrough and practice where we can do it together, get it on the grass, and then come right out the field and be allow those guys to be able to get home so they can get to their family. So, like, trying to get those guys home, you know, hopefully before 2, Get them to their house so they can enjoy their families, be able to watch some of the games with their families, be able to have a little bit of that moment. You know, obviously the coaches will be here a little bit longer because you got to prepare for the next day, right? You come in and they don't start over. So you got to prepare for the next day. But hopefully we all can get home as a coaching staff, and some people can work from home, do some different things, and get there so we can all be home to enjoy.
You watch football on Thanksgiving, or you – because you live it every day? No.
No, I always enjoy those moments because, like, how many often do you get a chance to sit with your son and watch the game, right? And you know, so like sitting there with watching the game with him and, you know, printing out the schedule and letting him make his picks, you know, it's always fun.
Okay.
And he always picks it based on sentimental value. And then that's my Uncle Kyle. That's my Uncle Sean. And, you know, so.
Because he knows
his dudes.
Correct.
Yeah,
so like
that's cool.
So
yeah.
Like he.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Uncle Matt and all those guys. So.
All right, final question. We had a big spirited debate on this one, more than we talk about the pistol and under center. Green bean casserole, where do you fall on green bean casserole?
This is the funniest thing ever. You know, Jalen Ramsey just texted me that today, right? Big joke in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Are you a green bean guy, green bean casserole guy? And you know, everybody knows it's a race joke. You guys are all running away from it.
We had our home.
I'm glad you said it.
It was a part of our
Thanksgiving.
That was
like it's a tradition.
Just throwing it out there.
They made me eat it.
Let's not kid ourselves. In 237, I mean, everybody ate green beans. This man never seen a green bean casserole before in his life. So, you know.
All right,
man. It is what it is.
That's a no.
Good stuff. Good luck against the Jets, Coach. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. There he is, Raheem Morris. Guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to WGZC.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.